KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County that is growing by leaps and bounds every day. And I'm happy to say the city of Eureka has been really raising the bar high, not only completing the Eureka Waterfront Trail, but now we're taking a look at the Bay to Zoo Trail. And joining Carol Vandermeer and myself, we have got the city of Eureka's Deputy Director of Public Works, Jesse Willer, joining us. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Indeed. This is pretty darn exciting. I heard rumor of this. We've touched on it a little bit, but this is the first time I'm hearing any kind of concrete evidence of this. This is pretty darn exciting. It really basically goes from Sequoia Park to Tidd Street, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're trying to look at extending off the Eureka Waterfront Trail mm-hmm. up into the neighborhoods of Eureka and trying to get a kind of a regional trail network within the city of Eureka that will serve those kind of the entire community and get everybody around and mobile.
Now, the Eureka Waterfront Trail is a huge success, and that really came to fruition relatively quickly. It is pretty darn amazing. I've been on it now several times. It is just a wonderful thing, and it's very widely used. And it ends right there at Tidd Street. And so, essentially, this would be a way to approach it, you know, from the middle of, well, I mean, it's as far into the city as you can get, practically in Cutton there, and then get all the way across town on, you know, not major roads. We're talking about, you know, things for pedestrians and non-motorized transportation. What's the corridor? Where is it going to go?
Sure. Yeah. So, kind of the idea here is, our city council has been very supportive and want to see this project move ahead. They prioritized it in our recent planning process, the strategic visioning, which is council and staff getting together and kind of talking about priorities and kind of for the year. And this was one that came up to the top of the list. And that corridor is what's called Second Slough, and it's one that heads up from, as you mentioned, Cliff, there at Tidd Street by where the trail ends at Tidd, and it takes off along that existing greenway or gulch. And the trail, depending on, right now we're still in the phase of trying to find funding to fund the entire trail, but we do have some funds for planning. It would head up that Second Slough corridor, and it would potentially go behind Zane Middle School, so it'd provide this nice connectivity to the middle school there.
Mm-hmm.
Cross Boone and head up to Harris Street as a Class 1 trail and get off there on some of the surface streets. At that point, the city's so built out there that it would be, widened sidewalks and bike lanes, that sort of thing, rather than a Class 1 facility that people are familiar with the Eureka Waterfront Trail. So
right.
A lot of forest and greenways, rather than being on the streets, gets people opportunities to not be on busy streets and get kids opportunities to get to school without having to, again, be on busy streets. So that's kind of the impetus of the project, is to get people safely to and from where they want to go. And then also, you know, that active part of life, you know, give people opportunities to get out and be safe and active.
So that part that you talked about behind Zane there, I've actually been on that. It is a lot of folks walk there. I've taken my dog there several times. It's a nice spot. It's kind of like one of those quote unquote hidden spots. So that is going to be part of this trail. It goes essentially, you know, between Zane and Myrtle is where it, I guess, winds up ending up. So is it where does it make the turn?
Yeah. So right now we're not, you know, it's as we are still in the planning phase, there's some pieces of this as far as right-of-way acquisitions for the trail that aren't all the way in hand, so we don't have all the property needed for it. But right now, that's the idea, is to come up that gulch. As you mentioned, there's an existing access road there that is a City of Eureka access road for one of our sewer mains.
Yes.
And that road, as you mentioned, it's kind of a, just a beautiful natural trail on its own without any improvements. But that would be the location of the trail, and then potentially heading out to McFarland on the east side. As you get down to Myrtle, the waterway there, the second slough channel, kind of cuts in and cuts off the route to Myrtle. So it would pop out onto McFarland, where there would be a widened sidewalk and bike lanes, at least in the current planning phase that we're in right now.
Fantastic. And as you said, this is currently in the planning stages, and there is some funding. I know you you tried for some funding the last go-around, but got beat out by the Humboldt Bay Trail, which is understandable. That's a pretty major project. But I assume you're going to be applying again.
Yeah, so the next round, we did apply for that active transportation program. And we the project scored really well. It just happened that we were going up against another really great project in that final four of the Humboldt Bay Trail,
right,
which, as we all know, is just a great project. And in closing that segment there is going to be a great thing for this entire community. So we weren't successful there. We are looking at the next round of active transportation program grants that will come out in the spring of 2020. So we have a little time there. We do currently have, we did receive a grant funding from the Coastal Conservancy, and the funds there were to be used for moving forward our environmental documents. So getting some of the initial planning, the CEQA work done on the project to move that phase of the project ahead. So we're looking at getting that going here this summer. Just in the last week or so, we've actually started getting that moving ahead. So that's our next step. So we do have some funding on the project, and hopefully that funding will kind of be the seed for future funding to come.
Fantastic. And of course, you mentioned the Humboldt Bay Trail, and if all comes to fruition, this will hook into that. It will all connect together. It'll connect with the Eureka Waterfront Trail and the Humboldt Bay Trail, where they all kind of converge there at the railroad trestle, and that will be pretty darn exciting. So that means you'll be able to go from Sequoia Park, all the way to Arcata that way, or perhaps go from Sequoia Park and then just kind of go the other route and go all the way back, all the way down to the Hikchari Trail, down to the Herrick Park and Ride there. And I know, of course, that they are looking at extending the Hikchari south towards College of the Redwoods, but that, of course, is a discussion for another day.
Yeah, that one, I know that we have an enhancement project there with the Elk River, and that enhancement plan includes a section of trail along the levee on the bay side there that would extend down to the overcrossing that goes into Humboldt Hill. So that part is, I know that the funding for that is getting pretty close, so that's exciting. And really this Bay to Zoo Trail is a part of a larger planning effort. We took a step back once we saw the Eureka Waterfront Trail was, getting really close to completion. We started thinking about, well, how do we want to address non-motorized transportation in the City of Eureka? And one of the things that kept coming up was to have a kind of a backbone of trails and infrastructure that, smaller segments of non-motorized, be it class two bikeways with bike lanes and that sort of thing, or pedestrian ways could come off of. So the big picture is to have a loop trail that would connect, as you mentioned there, at the Hikchari Trail near Herrick, and hopefully wind its way through the kind of the southern portion of Eureka and connect up to this Bay to Zoo Trail. And then you'd have a loop trail that would essentially kind of create a network, a basis to have a nice network off of. So that's kind of down the road quite a ways. We haven't started planning for that, but that's one of the high level ideas that we're playing with and trying to come up with a robust non-motorized transportation network.
Fantastic. Well, one thing, and it's kind of exciting seeing how you're using a lot of the existing like slough areas for trails. One thing Eureka has is got a lot of those little green spaces that are those like gullies or sloughs, if you will, that are already there. They were just, you know, kind of like these deep crevices, sort of like between the yards of houses, because they're too steep to, you know, for anyone to build in. So it's just green space there, and I imagine that can help create this network.
Yeah, you know, it gives us an opportunity where the rest of the city of Eureka is fairly built out, mm-hmm. with, you know, roads on the block system, so there's not a lot of opportunity to have larger facilities. So for years, the city's been looking at their gulches and greenways as opportunities for different types of access. But they do pose some challenges, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. They were not built in because of how steep they were or the presence of, you know, waterways,
right.
and wetlands. So there's some challenges there, but it, you know, at this point, with how built out the city of Eureka is, those are kind of great areas to put corridors through.
Yeah, it's a good use of the space, and they're actually beautiful spaces that a lot of people have never actually even seen, because they're just kind of like deep gulches that are in, you know, some people's backyards get to see it, but that's kind of about it. Carol, do you have something to say?
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah, I was just wondering, Jesse, you know, this is so exciting. I'm glad to hear that the city is thinking high level in that long-term vision. Where can people find out more about, like, the Bay to Zoo Trail, see what it looks like, you know, what some of the visioning pieces are, and get involved in supporting it? What do you see happening?
Yeah. Here? So we have had some planning efforts that we've put forward as far as community engagement. We did a bike and pedestrian safety training that was put on by, that we partnered with California Walks and Berkeley Safe Track and the California Office of Traffic Safety and RCAA, DHHS here locally, over at Zane. And so some of those things that we've done, we'll be putting up on our trails website. Currently, the trails website is the Eureka Waterfront Trail, because that was, for so many years, kind of the focus of trails in Eureka. So we're working on getting that website kind of split up mm-hmm. into a new version there, where we would see the Bay to Zoo information up there. So that'd be a place where people could turn to get information. I'm hoping to have a link up there, too, if folks want to have their email get emails regarding updates to the process, that we would have that, and so folks would be able to get onto a list and get information as it becomes available.
Fantastic. And speaking of the Eureka Waterfront Trail, it is considered complete. However, there really is kind of a small section that really isn't, that's between the boardwalk and the Adorney Center. It's kind of like, it's sort of complete. You kind of get on the road and go through a little dirt path there, and then you get back on the trail. Are there plans to complete that little section there?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes, there are plans, and I can say we have a contractor. We'll actually be going to award at council tonight for our contractor for that project. We anticipate getting going on construction here in the beginning of June on that, which is, the project's called the Waterfront Drive G to J extension.
Nice.
So that'll be connecting from G Street through to J on that Waterfront Drive First Street. So that'll be full traffic lanes there, so two-lane roadway. There'll be sidewalks, extended sidewalks, so 10-foot-wide sidewalk. There'll be bike lanes, trees, and benches. It's really going to be a nice to have that kind of missing section, as you mentioned, filled, mm-hmm. and people be able to use that corridor more fluidly. Because right now it's kind of a connection, but it's
right.
a rocked pathway, and
yep.
It's not really formalized. So this will bring all that together, and that construction should be completed here in the fall.
Oh, that is wonderful! I'm glad I brought it up.
Great news. That is really great news.
That is definitely really great news. I know that Carol, you mentioned this, but there is no place that anyone can like click a mouse and see a vision of what this Bay to Zoo Trail is going to look like.
Not quite yet.
Okay,
not yet. At this point, we're working on it.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things that we're trying to, we need to push ahead on. So we'll, okay. we will have it up there. We have a plan. Like I said, it will go on our, if you go on our website, there's a trail section that has Eureka Waterfront Trail. That's where it'll be located. So if you just navigate through the City of Eureka's website, it'll be up there eventually, and not there currently, though.
Fantastic. Well, we're just about out of time. Just one quick question, because the City of Eureka, in a fairly short space of time, kind of like became the county leader with trails. I mean, there's just so much action going on, and there's a lot happening all over the place. But I mean, the Eureka Waterfront Trail came together very quickly. You've got this going on. You're extending down towards towards CR. What was kind of the turning point in the City of Eureka that kind of made this such a front burner issue with Eureka?
Well, I think a couple things led into that. I think the timeliness of it with the active transportation program through Caltrans, having a dedicated funding source for active transportation mm-hmm. available, staffing on the city side, our community services director, Miles Slattery, is ravenous when it comes to pushing trails projects ahead. And the Eureka Waterfront Trail, he did so much there to take the previous planning efforts, which there was a lot of planning had been done, but nothing had been put on the ground. And he took, right. he kind of led with that and found a way to push those projects ahead. So I think those two things have really helped create, some momentum for this. And, you know, I know myself, I certainly am very supportive and want to see these things move ahead. So I think across the board at the city, the folks here, whether it's on council or on staff, are just really excited about the prospects we have here with trails and a trail network in Eureka and Humboldt County itself. Some of the things with the Great Redwood Trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's really excited to, even though it's very early and there's a lot of things to figure out with the funding there, it's just really exciting to know these things are out there and happening. And we want to do what we can to try to get a toehold in and help those other things happen.
And we haven't even touched on the H and I Street plans there.
Oh, right. Yeah. So
there's some stuff going on there, too.
There's more to
we'll
come
have to
there.
Have you back.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully, have more to talk about with bus and bicycle boulevard yep. things in the future, and yeah, certainly.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. Really appreciate you taking the time and getting us up to speed on this. We didn't really know too much about it. Now we know a lot more, and I think we're all really looking forward to this
as part of
this whole trail network.
Well, thanks for keeping the show alive and kicking.
Absolutely. All righty, Carol. Thanks so much for pulling this together. Really appreciate that. Jesse again. And Jesse, thanks again for taking the time. We look forward to having you back with more trail projects in the near future. You will find this conversation podcast shortly at iTunes and KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.